This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We also broadcast across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations, and the Captain's America Third Watch is nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, thanks to our military men and women listening around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. To all the people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio, helping you get through the night. Thank you for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start with something that really shouldn't be even going on here. Apparently, the new chairman of the House Intel Committee, your friend and neighbor, Adam Schiff, I call him Shifty Schiff, has reopened the Russia probe all over again after we just got done spending, what, 2 years?
That's exactly right, Captain. Well, certainly Schiff, Representative Schiff, has been chomping at the bit, as it were, to open this kind of investigation. This is exactly what the resistance movement, I guess, really, really wants. He says, Captain, that the investigation is going to include the quote-unquote scope and scale of the Russian intervention in our presidential election, and look at the links of the Russians and Trump associates and all these kinds of things. Well, Captain, I kind of think that, number one, they seem to be covering a lot of the same ground, obviously, that the Mueller investigation presumably was supposed to cover. But I have a thought, Captain, that we know that the Mueller investigation should be wrapping up sooner than later at this point. I would expect that a lot of these Democrats know that there's nothing in there that's going to be the impeachable smoking gun, as it were. And I'll bet you anything that they're, even just for their own gain, they want to keep something going because it's a great narrative. It's a great story. Even though it's not true, it works for them.
Well, as we were coming on the air, Sean Hannity was going off the air on the, I guess he comes on at midnight on a replay or something like that. But he broke a story about Robert Mueller last night, and they were investigating the investigator and found out something damning about him when he was the FBI director. And what goes around comes around, and it looks like as if there's some things starting to hit the surface here that could make Mr. Mueller's life very miserable.
That's exactly right. I think a lot of this comes from Mr. John Solomon from The Hill, who's broken a lot of these kinds of stories. And what he is finding, we understand, Captain, from these articles now, and there should be more coming out about this, of course, but that Mr. Mueller, in circa 2002, that time period, in that general time period, was hauled before the FISA court because of not including exculpatory evidence in many, many FISA warrant applications. And so this is a big developing story, and it would go to, you know, for example, if you had a defense attorney, this kind of thing, this would go to saying, look, what's going on with this investigator? You know, this guy's had a problem with these very kinds of things from the past. This all centers around a FISA court application having to do with the dossier, all that stuff. And there's a lot of meat here. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're going to keep our eyes on this because this could really change the course of things. Now, speaking of changing the course of things, before we talk about Venezuela, which we have to talk about very quickly, the governor's Virginia is just broken wide open down there with the governor, lieutenant governor, the attorney general, and now we're down to what the Speaker of the House, I guess, could be the next governor.
Well, that's right. So we have the top three people in Virginia, the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, all teetering, basically. And it's absolutely no laughing matter, but it is certainly something that this is just like an avalanche beginning. It starts small, and then it just seems to gain a lot of momentum. We have the governor, of course, embroiled in his controversy over the yearbook photograph, the lieutenant governor now facing a very serious sexual harassment charge. If anyone has read the account or heard the
account, it was very graphic, and I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, exactly, and it's very, very bad. And then now you have the attorney general coming out and making a statement that at one point he and some of his friends, as I understand, they donned blackface, or as they said, brownface, in order to
and put on wigs and became rappers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this and the attorney, this is key, because the attorney general saying over the next few days we'll have conversations whether or not, you know, he's going to remain in that capacity. So it all brings us to this, Captain, which is the Speaker of the House of Delegates in Virginia is a Republican named
Yep.
Kirk Cox.
Yep.
He's served there for 29 years, and he would then be the next person in line if the others can't serve in their capacities.
Isn't that amazing?
It's very, very interesting. We could see a major shift in Virginia politics virtually overnight. Absolutely.
After they did all of this to Ed Gillespie, who was a Republican, ran an ad with a pickup truck with the rebel flags in the back of it, running through the black neighborhoods and created an illusion that just was not true. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about, including what's going on in Venezuela. It's getting very serious down in there in Venezuela. It appears there may be a confrontation coming on the Colombia-Venezuela border sooner rather than later. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And our buddy Wayne Allyn Root, you can catch that podcast for the night of the State of the Union message. And we had Wayne on for the first two segments, and we had Kyle on after him during the first hour. And boy, that was, I've been getting all kinds of compliments about that and the way we approach that. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, there are 300,000 species of mold, and mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or your office with an EPA or FDA approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Now, they treated my home back in 2010, and it's still working today. I may be the exception to the rule, but it's working, which is why you're hearing about me talking about DR Mold Solutions. So give them a call at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, the number is 727-692-9622, and ask about their Valentine's Day special. That's DR Mold Solutions. We kill mold, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, we got a real serious situation going on in Venezuela because Venezuela blocked a major bridge at a port of entry crossing from Colombia, where a lot of trucks bring things in to Colombia. They've been bringing a lot of humanitarian aid, namely food and blankets and things that and medicine, people that the things needed to have. And Maduro and his military folks yesterday went out early in the morning and blocked the bridge so nothing could get across.
That's exactly right, Captain. And as you said, the trucks would come across that bridge. We understand that the material, all these supplies, are actually in Colombia right now. They're ready to go across that bridge, but it is being blocked by Maduro. Maduro has made it clear that, in his opinion, the country doesn't need any kind of foreign aid. He views that specifically as quote-unquote foreign intervention into Venezuela. So you've got these things happening on different levels. Number one, you have the constitutional process, which is playing out, where they have the interim president, essentially, who's declared himself president, the support of the people, but that process is playing out and would play out for special elections. But you have Maduro not only fighting that, but the perception that he's being interfered with by other nations. And you're right, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in a very stern tweet, we understand, communication, said he must let it pass. So we're going to get down, most unfortunately, perhaps, to where this is going to have to be brought in, and there could be some gunfire or exchange of violence in this.
Well, that's all true. And the other thing was Senator Marco Rubio talking about the fact that Venezuela's Guaido will name a new CITGO board of directors this week, getting all the military people out of there, because the military were, in fact, running not only CITGO, but the nation's oil industry in general, which is how they were getting paid. And now they no longer have any money coming from CITGO, so because we got $11 billion in counting sitting in the United States that we're not sending back there, which we want to send to Guaido and his people. This is by itself, you got to sit here and wonder, when does the military suddenly go, wait a minute here, we're not getting any money, now what?
Exactly right. And one could only wonder exactly how that would be interpreted by Maduro himself, and to what extent he still would have real control or leverage over the military, because when that money stops, of course, then their loyalties may change very, very quickly, if history is any kind of guide with that. But you're right, Senator Rubio said that this is going to be happening very soon, could be as early as today, and certainly as early as tomorrow. These events are moving very, very quickly.
Well, I don't want to be a dark horse here, and I don't want to be throwing gasoline on the fire, but to me, with the border being closed, with the relief supplies there, with the people knowing that the stuff was coming in that way, and now they're not able to get it, it sounds to me like something drastic is about to happen.
Unfortunately, it is a recipe for disaster. Maduro has shown that he's dug in. He doesn't intend to change anytime soon. He believes, of course, that he is the rightful leader of Venezuela, even though I think it can be shown quite easily that he was not elected in a legitimate
The Constitution and the complaints that were put forth in the United Nations and the Organization of American States all said that the election was a phony election.
Exactly right. And from a humanitarian perspective, which is, I think, President Trump and other world leaders are viewing this as well, we've seen the devastation upon the Venezuelan people, where they have been starving. They have lost collectively so much weight, which is completely unhealthy because of their malnutrition. This is developing into a real crisis. And one would wonder, of course, what it's going to take in order to get those supplies in there. And that brings up the question, Captain, of course, the few allies that you could count literally on one hand that Venezuela has, what kind of role would they play?
All communist or socialist countries.
That's exactly right.
Starting with Cuba and, let's see, who else is, who's the Central American country that's in there? Chile?
Bolivia, I think.
Bolivia? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Bolivia was where all the Germans went.
Right, and of course Russia is a big supporter of Maduro at this point. And so there's some geopolitical aspects to this as well. Certainly you don't want this to be a flashpoint, but at the same time President Trump may find it necessary to do to have some kind of response to this, and bet your bottom dollar the Pentagon is going to be able to provide him with some option that is going to be a good one to help the people.
And Russia has two of their nuclear capable bombers that flew into Venezuela. I'm not sure if they're still there or not, but they are there in an airbase that they brought a bunch of people into to enlarge the airbase for Russian aircraft to make a base there, which we cannot allow in our hemisphere. It's just like the Russian missile crisis again on steroids, only this time, instead of missiles, which you know there'd be some of them there, we're talking about an airbase.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it absolutely reminds me of Kennedy and the early 1960s when all that went on, President Kennedy essentially set the pace for that. There can be no missiles, no bases. That is just not going to be allowed.
Well, I've got to believe that, and I'd like to think, cooler heads will prevail here, but all bets are off when it comes to Venezuela and you're dealing with Maduro, because Maduro is just not predictable.
No, he's not. And certainly what I'm hoping is that as the international community comes together, there is such a chorus and there is a resolve that he finally sees the handwriting on the wall. He may end up defecting to one of his allies, essentially.
I think he's going to Cuba.
That could be very, very, very possible. But those thousands of Cuban troops in the area mean that, we're not out of the woods yet on this.
Yeah. Now, we're getting ready to take a break here, and not quite yet. We got a minute yet to go, but I want to tease a couple of things coming up. First of all, did you hear about the governor of the Mexican state, the Coachella Mexican state, saying no more migrants, no more caravans, we're done?
Yes, I did. This is very important, I think, because the caravans themselves, coming through Mexico certainly caused their own disruption, I think everybody would understand why a governor in a local area there would say, hey, this is way too much. We have their own version of illegal immigrants coming through their nation, and it's a big deal.
Now, do you know where Coachella is located in Mexico?
I can't say that I do off the top of my head, but
it's one of the largest states, and I believe that it's part of western Texas, probably around El Paso, and then across into New Mexico, and then I think it goes into a little bit of Arizona, the eastern part of Arizona. But a lot of where this goes, there is no barrier, no wall except for a couple of strands of barbed wire across open federal grazing land in some cases, and where the ranchers have cows and horses and whatnot along the border. By the way, that's another problem. Have you heard about the cows that have been disappearing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot of issues in the open areas there because there's nobody there really to police it, basically. Yeah.
Well, they've been taking them and killing them and using them for food for the caravans.
Right. Yeah.
And of course, the cartel wants them. They just go in and take it.
That's right.
Well, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll do a little bit more talking about what's going on in Mexico, because all is not well down there. And the Mexican people are getting fed up with this stuff because it's costing them money, them resources, and they just don't want to do it anymore. All right. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there's no basis for the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee to announce plans to launch a broad new investigation looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election and Trump's foreign interests. Democratic Congressman John Garamundi feels otherwise.
We'll investigate everything that could be troublesome to this country, and that is the president's finances. How about talking about the Emoluments Clause and the Trump Hotel here in town?
Top political figures in Virginia are facing allegations. Virginia's attorney general says he too wore blackface. Mark Herring says he dressed up for a party in 1980, began with Governor Ralph Northam. He's been urged to resign after a 1984 yearbook page showed a man in blackface and a man in a KKK costume. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch, and your local GEICO office can help you with more than insurance for just your car, because they've got insurance for just about anything you own. They can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, and even your RV, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So, go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more information and save some money, too. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Okay, we were talking about the Mexican province and the state, rather, not province, state, Coachella, which is actually south of the Texas border east of El Paso, is probably somewhere south of Fort Stockton and south of San Angelo.
Well, that's right. And I'm learning a little bit more about this, too, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Coahuila, I think. Coahuila. And it's bounded, at least on the American side, by Big Bend National Park, runs along the Rio Grande in Texas, and runs almost all the way down to Laredo. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of just of it's a large Mexican
yeah.
state, of course. And the area where a lot of these issues are coming up have to do with a city or a town named Piedras Negras, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But yeah, so it's definitely a large area of borderline with the United States.
Well, Catwoman and Road Dogg reported last week when they were down there singing the truck stop in Laredo that there was a large helicopter presence going on not very far away over the border. And then I had another report from another driver saying that he actually heard gunshots. And, of course, there's a large drug presence there. So God only knows what was going on. But whatever it was, we didn't really hear about it in the papers, nor would we. Because if it's the DEA or the Mexican drug police, until they get ready to say something, they're not going to say anything.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But the Mexican governor there, of course, as we were talking about, you know, they are
no
seeing
mas.
The impact. That's right. Yeah, they're seeing
no
the impact of this. Mm-hmm. And because the caravans, of course, are coming through Mexico.
And they're splitting up.
Yeah, that's right, to go along the different areas of the border
mm-hmm.
where they can have a little bit more chance to get through in unprotected areas.
That's exactly what they're doing. They've changed their modus operandi. Rather than all heading for one place to come in over in California or south of Arizona, they're spreading themselves out to where they've got areas where it's a lot easier to get in.
That's right. So some will maybe coming out of Coahuila, going through the state of Chihuahua, and then through Sonora, which is more, which is closer to Arizona, and then on into near California. So this again is something that one wonders why the Mexican government, the federal government in Mexico, would not try to stem a lot of this happening to begin with, because it's not only having an effect, of course, on U.S.-Mexico relations, but on the local areas and the local towns. Certainly, Tijuana has seen a major impact from so many of the caravan members simply them just sort of taking up residence in Tijuana.
Now, I want to talk more about the State of the Union message last night, because we've had a lot more opportunity to just sit back and watch all these fools that are making fools out of themselves by saying, well, this was nothing we didn't expect, or it's not that important, there is no need for a wall. I mean, all the nonsense we've been hearing. And the agenda that he laid out last night, in his words, was not a Republican agenda or Democratic agenda. It was an agenda of the American people. Now, that unites most of the citizens into the country and not a political party. And I would say on that one, mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. And this is why we're seeing those high poll numbers, Captain, in the initial polls following the speech, because he, President Trump, was able to simply get people to realize that that's exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about success for our country. And when you talk about more jobs, you're talking about jobs for everybody. He was able to list off, look, African American, Latino, Asian American, more people from all walks of life and different backgrounds. Everybody has, there's more jobs for everybody. This is a rising tide lifts all boats. This is what is terrifying the Democrats. It's almost like, I think the look on their faces mainly was sort of this feeling. It's kind of like that feeling if you could sit next to the space shuttle or a Saturn V rocket or something, just this awesome power just lifting off, and they're just sitting there witnessing it going, How the heck do they ever build something like that? It's just gone way over their head, and they don't understand how President Trump is connecting with the people. If they could connect like that, they would be in, it would wouldn't think twice about 2020. But President Trump is connecting.
Well, in the continuing taking a look at the way they broke down the CBS poll, Americans at home agreed that 75% of them, 76%, agreed with the speech. That was the overall number. But then when you took a look at it, 82% of independents endorsed the president's message, 97% of Republicans, 30% of Democrats, 57% of independents, or of non-party affiliation. There were several different ways that was done, and no matter how you look at it, it was just very well received, and it was received in such a manner that there's nobody that can dispute it, even though they're trying. I just, you know, somebody needs to wake up on the other side and realize that, you know, you can be obstructionist for just so long and then it quits. But I want to get into the talking points that he made that people really responded to. You ready?
Oh, yes.
A booming economy was one of the number one things that people were happy about. A safe and legal immigration system, which we knew was coming anyway. Real infrastructure, which I don't think we have any problems with that. New trade deals, which were all benefiting the United States. Outrageous price of prescription drugs was dealt with. Rebuilding the military, which was important. It's further down the list at number six. Number seven, support the working parents and protect the gift of life. That was very important. Very emotional, and the Democrats sat on their hands when that was brought up, as you know, right?
Yes, yes, very, very intriguing. Yes.
And from criminal justice reform to opioids, they talked about embracing the bipartisan success, and also both parties, they could be guided by a shared vision of American greatness, and the whole gist of the speech was American greatness.
American greatness, indeed. And I think, Captain, you know, what we've seen over the last 2 years, the amount of headwinds that President Trump has had to deal with, the name-calling, the being called a racist, you know, the whole nine yards, that we've seen everything, including the kitchen sink, thrown at him by the TV people and various cable networks and so forth, and the media in general. But President Trump has stood up to that. It would have crushed any other president ever, probably. And President Trump is winning over the American people because they see here's a guy who's taken all this, and he's still laser beamed in on his target of making America great again, essentially, for all the people, economically, militarily, and so forth. This guy is not a racist. This guy is somebody who's trying to bring his know-how in order to help all the different people. It's the American dream. That's what it's about.
And I was watching several different things, and I'm going to mention them right now before we run out of time. Nancy Pelosi sat there, scowled, shook her head as Trump talked about letting us all work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. The Planned Parenthood president was there at the personal guest of Nancy Pelosi. And Chuck Schumer, when they talked about that ridiculous abortion law in New York State, smirked with that evil look on his face. I just wanted to take a ball bat and just smack him back up in the back of the head.
The look on his face was really chilling.
Evil. It was evil.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. What was being talked about, and this stemmed, by the way, from the Virginia Governor Northam and his casual talking about infanticide. Good gravy. I mean, is this is what we're coming to. This is terrible. But yeah,
that's the new Democratic Party.
Yeah, right, exactly. And are there any Democrats getting up and denouncing this kind of thing?
Not yet.
I haven't heard them.
Haven't heard a word out of anybody. Okay, well, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And a fine show it is, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. We're coming back with our first look at the highways and byways, and yeah, we got that big old storm system coming across, and it's pretty much from I-40 all the way to the Great Lakes. So there you go, and everything in between. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Give you a ring, but each time it's out.
keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
All righty, that's the Georgia Satellites, and that's an oldie but goodie. Keep your hands to yourself. All right, and here we go. This portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Google the Moss Family Automotive to find out more. I was up there yesterday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, taking a look at a lot of the vehicles they had there, plus the Moss Family Wholesale to the Public store. Moss Family Automotive, a lot of great vehicles there, tremendous prices, and don't forget, you serve, you save. All right, an intensifying low-pressure system will bring another round of heavy snow and freezing rain across the central plains through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast for the next 2 days and nights. Now, heavy to excessive rainfall and the risk for severe thunderstorms will impact the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley, parts of southern Illinois, parts of southern Indiana, parts of southern Ohio, the western part of Pennsylvania, as well as West Virginia, most of Kentucky, the northern part of Tennessee, and the southeastern part of Missouri tonight. However, that's all going to change. There is a major winter front coming from the west to the east. Right now, bitter cold temperatures, below zero temperatures across most of Montana, across most of North Dakota, part of South Dakota, and it's all coming east. Also, there's some bitterly cold temperatures in Wyoming tonight. Now, you've got snow around Salt Lake going into Wyoming. You've got a winter storm warning for areas around Detroit. So those of you listening to us on 710 KNUS in Detroit, you've got some weather to contend with. Up and down I-15 north-south from Colorado Springs all the way up to the Wyoming line and to the west of Denver, as well as Metro Denver itself and southwestern Colorado, northern New Mexico. And tonight you've got some snow reported in the mountains south of Tucson, headed down towards Nogales if you're going that away. Now, in the northern part of the U.S., the eastern part of North Dakota, most of South Dakota, you've got snow. In one area, you've got a blizzard warning up tonight for southeastern North Dakota, including Fargo, into the northeastern part of South Dakota and the southwestern part of Minnesota. Now, there's a winter storm warning up for the Twin Cities north all the way to the Canadian line. Snow elsewhere in Minnesota tonight, a winter storm warning for about two-thirds of Wisconsin, as well as the northern part of Michigan, up along Lake Superior and the northern part of Lake Michigan. Winter storm warning for the northwestern corner of Michigan off the lake. Snow in other parts of Michigan. A big-time freezing rain advisory with ice and lots of it. If you're coming across I-70, if you're coming across I-40 around Tulsa, east of Oklahoma City, and up into Missouri on I-44, you'll be in ice most of the way tonight, all the way up to Illinois. So be advised. And that is all moving east. In upstate New York, lake effect snow around Buffalo to Rochester. Lake effect snow to the north tonight as well. Watertown over into the Adirondacks, down into the Catskills from about Poughkeepsie north. And most of New England is getting snow tonight. Elsewhere in the country, heavy, dense fog, again, along I-10, the western part of the panhandle of Florida, Alabama, Mobile, Mississippi, New Orleans, and all the way around the Gulf of Mexico, all the way down to the Mexican border. Right now, a heavy, dense fog. And then you've got some fog advisories up for parts of Indiana, parts of Illinois, parts of Ohio, parts of the western part of Pennsylvania, as the temperatures are starting to change. Again, first it'll be rain, then it'll be freezing rain and or sleet, then it will turn to snow. And that's what's coming your way over the next couple of days. All right, Dan the Man is with us right now. Good morning, Dan the Man.
Hey, this is the night I'm going to get opinionated, all right?
Go ahead.
Okay, what we have seen from the Democrats, it's evil.
It is.
So what they're calling infanticide, I just call it full birth abortion. It's murder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at their stance on things, you know, who is it? Kamala Harris wants to have everybody get Medicare.
Yep.
Can you imagine what that's going to do to elderly people? If you're over 60, you will get no health care. You'll be told, go home and die.
Mm-hmm.
It fits into their scheme perfect. They can then spend more money on younger people,
mm-hmm.
and the most conservative voters are the ones over 50.
Right.
So they're taking care of a couple things real quick. The greatest generation, they're about gone. I mean, I don't know how many are left in the United States. How many World War II veterans are left in the United States?
Maybe
50,000?
Not many.
Yeah, not many. Not like it was back in the 60s and 70s in her heyday when you still had 10 or 11 still going and voting Republican, still conservative. They're gone. All you got now, the oldest generation, is really the baby boomers, and they kind of split both ways. Like Jack Kemp used to say, if you're a liberal at 20, it shows you have a heart. If you're a liberal at 40, it shows you don't have a brain. And these people are brainless. They're evil. They're moralist. I don't understand the way you would think to have a child come completely out of the womb, and then you just let it, you give it comfort so it can suffocate or die of die without fluid. I mean, I don't understand this. It is evil, but the next group to be in their crosshairs will be those over 60. Mark my words.
Well, I was going to say 65, but I got it.
Yeah. You say, you know, you pay into Social Security. If you die at 60, you'll never see it. You know, or 65, you'll never see what you paid into it.
By the way, I'm looking at a very impressive picture that just popped up on Facebook of the president, and it comes from our friend James Hurston out in California, another conservative talk radio host, of how the president prepared for the State of the Union speech. He's surrounded by his pastors. They've got their hands on him, and they're praying. There's a very obvious prayer going on.
Well, I hope it works.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because I look at Schumer, I look at Pelosi. I'm a practicing
Catholic. It's evil. It's absolutely evil.
And I cannot believe that Cardinal Dolan did not excommunicate Andrew Cuomo for what he does. He can't even take a...
He's afraid. Silence. He's afraid.
Oh, yeah, because he'll be cut off from the cocktail circuit.
Yeah.
But I think if he would have done that, I think he would have seen conservative Catholics come out in droves. For the first time in a long time, they had somebody that agreed with them. And with that, walking around laughing over the death of children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I told you a week ago, what Ronald Reagan said, those who are for abortion are already born. And, you know, I guess if it is true, God created man in his own image, those people think they're God when they're not.
Okay, we're coming up on the break. I got to let you go, but thanks for another great call.
Okay, Captain, and I will talk to you sometime next week.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. He's up there in the rain, but it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And, oh, by the way, don't forget Moss Family Automotive. That's four dealerships here, one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, the Nissan dealerships. I was up in Newport Richey yesterday. Also, the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership in Homosassa Springs, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And the Moss Family Chevrolet. I'll be over there next week. I don't know what day yet. At 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa. By the way, we got a chance to go up there, shake the hand of another happy buyer that showed up at Moss Nissan and said the captain sent him. And he was a Vietnam veteran, and he and his wife drove down from, yep, you got it, Valdosta, Georgia. And Valdosta, we love you up there. We love you. All right. And by the way, I'll be up there for Scott James in the not-too-distant future. Stay tuned for more. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Miss Rosemary coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.